Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
I was stunned the other day. The price of Halloween candy it's to the point where if we were giving out candy, which as a child, I always thought I would definitely be giving out candy to kids. I just thought that was the way it was going to be. And I don't think my wife and I have given out candy to kids, even when we stopped early on. And I forget what the reason was. Maybe we just didn't want to be bothered. That's what we turned into. I think that might have been it. But the price of candy this year, if I had been that person who had that house that people loved coming to every year, I probably would have skipped tradition this year and not given out candy. I would feel kind of okay with it because there are so many options now for kids to get candy. Trunk or treats, huge. It was a huge one this weekend. In Luzerne County, it was like 600, was it 600 people? Forget the number. Huge, though. I was at one this weekend. There's another one coming up. I think Giant and Dixon City's got one. There's a trunk or treats, basically. It's all the fun. I'm sorry. It's all the return on trick-or-treating, the candy, without all the walking. And there's a little walking, but it's nice. But I was going through, I think we stopped at a... We were at Target. Why were we at Target? Oh, we were at Target over the weekend, Friday. And my wife goes, oh, my God, look at this. And I looked it up just to see. It's a bag of fun-size candy. And here, Johnny Lucas, come on for 1 second. Just because maybe this isn't that crazy, but it's 120 pieces. So it's enough for 120 trick-or-treaters. I think for most places that would be enough. I don't know how many trick-or-treaters you get, but I was stunned by this. It's 120 fun-size pieces of candy. So 120 pieces of candy. How much should it cost, Johnny Lucas?
120 pieces of candy?
Remember, if you guess too high, it's going to destroy my whole argument. But okay, what do you think it is?
I'm going to how much does it? How much?
How much do you think it should be? Based in past years?
I think it should be $15.
Is that basically like what you'd expect to pay?
Yeah, that's what
$20.
Wow.
$20. I did the math. Big numbers cruncher here. 17 cents a treat. So each piece is 17 cents. So you give, like, is it five? I'm not going to do this math. That's like a dollar for every five pieces you hand out. That can't be right. That seems really expensive. That seems like you'd run out faster. It seems like it would be more expensive. Anyway, that's a lot. And we were looking. It seems like we're at a point. I saw a story like the inflation on Halloween candy is like four times the regular inflation. I guess that makes sense in the regard that they have to use specialty wrappers and we give out specialty treats. We don't just give out regular candy. But I asked, are people going to stop? Are you guys going to stop giving out candy this year? And this text, I stopped doing it because you only get people who are adults with a newborn baby. I saw one of them at a trunk or treat yesterday. I thought that was hilarious. I don't want to give away their costume because then if they're listening, I'd feel horrible. But they're out there where they got the newborn and it's just the mom and dad. There was no other kids with them. I paid attention to that. Yeah, they're just out there and I'm like, they just want free candy and no one's going to stop them. And I hate when people go, you just don't give it to them. No, you give it to them. If someone comes to your door and they're an adult, give them a piece of candy. the hell's wrong? Like, why? That's where you're going to take a stand on society's issues? This one person decides to break your rules that you've set? Nah. This makes my stomach hurt. Jason, I spent $150 on candy just to give away. I do it every year because I was brought up that way, and memories last a lifetime. I love doing it. My parents did it. Their grandparents. Oh, my God. Let's see. I understand that. I always thought I would be that person. In, you know, someone's like, candy rose 80% between 2020 and 2023. You never really hear about it. This year, it's only 8%. Oh, Lee's trying to make the point that we're only pointing it out, I think, for political reasons. No, not at all, Lee. I think, if anything, I'm noticing it more this year because every price on almost just about everything has gone up. I heard a story talking about inflation, and they were like, the price of beef is up like ridiculous. And then they go, the good news is the price of milk and butter has stayed the same. That's what the story said. And I'm like, that's not good. Milk and butter have been expensive. They should have gone with eggs. Maybe they were making some sort of point there, but I think that's probably why. Both my kids stopped trick-or-treating, so I will be giving out candy this year for the first time. All right, there you go, Lee. I hope you don't have to tap into your savings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.